We like to turn to a couple of scriptures in the Word of God. We want you to keep praying, believing God. This determines somebody's destiny. And this service tonight could change somebody's destiny. Amen. We want you to keep praying and believing God as we do our best to do what we feel that God has laid on our hearts to do in this revival. I told you that it wasn't what I wanted. I done told you that. Amen. It wasn't what I'd elect to done, but that's all he'd let me do. So I'm just going to do what he lets me do and what he inspires and what he blesses. Somebody said, no, preacher, you're wrong. We can do as we please. Friends, we're bought with a precious price. We don't do as we please. I said, we don't do as we please. We got a few verses of scriptures recorded in the book of Galatians, a book of Timothy it is, about the fifth chapter of 1 Timothy. First of all, we want to go back here and read just a little bit in the book of Revelations. If you'll bear with us here, we got a verse of scripture over here in Revelations. One verse, maybe two verses. One verse we're going to read in Revelations. Reading from Revelations 14, chapter 14 and verse 13. Here's what John the Revelator says. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Now many folks use this to conduct funerals with. Friends, I want to tell you, it's too late then. Too late then. I think we need to talk about it tonight. I've never used that to conduct a funeral, I don't think. Amen, which is a beautiful scripture and a lot of hope. But we need it worse tonight. I said we need it worse tonight. Amen. When folks are laying in the casket. Amen. With folded hands. This doesn't do them any good. It may comfort the hearts of some folks around that casket if they have left a testimony. But if they hadn't left a testimony, it won't do folks any good. Amen. It will not change it. I said it will not change it. We're only through this one time, D. Oh, thank God. Let us go back to the book of Timothy, chapter 5 of the first book. Chapter 5. Verse 24 and 25. Just bear with us tonight. Are you praying? Amen. We're going to title this message tonight before we read our text. What will you leave behind? Just what are you leaving behind now? And when that final hour comes, just what will you leave when your destiny is through, sealed? What will you leave behind? Glory. A little over a week ago, God moved on us with this title, but not with these scriptures. Not with this burden that we have tonight. Amen. Verse 24, are you ready? I'd like you to look at that real close. Verse 24 of chapter 5. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men follow after. Hear what I'm saying? Likewise, also, the good works of some are manifested beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. Did you notice this scripture here? How unchangeable these circumstances are. Are you with me tonight? Did you notice how stable the Word of God is when it said that some men's sins, amen, go on before them into judgment, and then some men's sins follow after? Oh, but friends, there's nothing we can do to change our destiny, amen, when we lay with folded hands, or however that we leave this world. Not one way, not one thing that we can change. What will I leave behind when I leave here? Will I leave a testimony that I love God? Will I leave a testimony that I lived as pure as I know how before all men? Will I leave a testimony that I did my part in my community? Will I leave a testimony that I treated my neighbors right? Will I leave a testimony that I paid my honest and just debts? Will I leave a testimony that I lent to those that didn't have? Will I leave a testimony that I give to those that didn't have? Would I leave a testimony that I treated my neighbors and their children as though they were my family? What will I leave behind? You say, oh preacher, I've done everything in the book, and there's no way I could go back and have a testimony like that. I'm not talking to you about going back. I'm trying to tell you, if you're not leaving a testimony today that you know God, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, it's time that we're beginning to rise from where we are and begin to make preparations to leave a testimony to our children. Oh, I've felt so many times such disjustice to families in preaching funerals, and it burdened my heart. I've left funeral services of people that wasn't a bit of blood kin to me, brokenhearted, because I had to stand behind the casket with no report whatsoever to bring the family that I'd received any kind of a testimony. I have people now that's asking me to preach their funeral. They hadn't left me any testimony. I'm beginning to get the boldness by the help of God to say, you better leave me a testimony. I don't want to hurt your family. I don't want to do them a disjustice. And if you don't leave me a testimony, there's no way that we can give people hope, for there is no hope. I said there is no way, folks. Bear with me tonight. I don't know how long I'll be here, and I don't even know if I can get through this. I've shed tears all evening. I went down the basement to try to rest, and I rolled, and the hot tears rolled down my cheeks on that old bed. I tried to lay flat on my back, and I tried to sleep. I couldn't sleep because God was burning my heart with this tonight, Roy. And I just couldn't sleep. And I cried and I said, oh God. I'd cried. I thought, well, I'm going to scare the children. They're going to think something's wrong outside. I was down in the basement. Didn't know who was there. I could have cared less, but I didn't want to scare anybody. But I'm not telling you this, most. I'm telling you it's time, people, that we begin to hear God. How many of you are burdened tonight? Could you cry? Could you weep? Could you shed tears for the lost? What will you leave behind? Oh, I'd like to go back to some characters in the Bible, if you'll just help me a little while. I'd like to first of all think of Father Abraham. I'm going to use him to begin with. Father Abraham was a great man because he was a man of faith, and he believed God, and he served God. Amen. He stood for God in his time. He was faithful. It was counted to him for righteousness. He left us this testimony recorded in the Word of God that his faith was counted to him for righteousness. I'd like to go into the second generation, and I'd like to use Isaac for just a moment. Isaac was a child that Abraham and Sarah had longed for. Amen. For a long time. They was in their old age when Isaac was born unto the family. Looked like an impossibility. But again, they left the testimony that God loved him. Amen. That God cared for him. And he did not fail to answer their prayer. They left this for their son Isaac. It was on record. I said it was on record. Oh, for you friends, you're saying, my history, my past, my life, when I leave here, will not be on record. Let me tell you, it's going to be on God's record. And it's also going to be in your community. It's going to be down at your bank where you do business. It's going to be at that general store. It's going to be down at the gas pumps. It's going to be over at the drugstore. It's going to be in every part of town. It's also going to be in the home of bootleggers. It's going to be in the home of homosexuals. In your history, it's going down, amen, whether you believe it or whether you don't, to all types of people in this world, you are leaving something. You're either leaving a testimony that God, amen, is God, and that he has saved you and cleansed you and washed you, thank God, or you're leaving a haphazard, hypocritical life. All right, sinners, we're either leaving, amen, this testimony that we are a Christian or that we are a sinner. The Bible said every tree is known by its fruit. What will you leave behind? What will I leave behind? Come on, stay with me. Just what will I leave behind? You can say, preacher, I'm handicapped. Seemingly that I can't go like some people. I can't stand to lose sleep. Oh, I can't stand to be up like some folks. And I can't travel like some folks. Let me tell you, folks, heaven's cheap at any price. Excuses will not get it. Some said the mic's too loud. Some says the singing wasn't right. Some said, I just don't like what they're doing down there. Some said, I don't like what they're doing over at the first church. And some said, I don't even like the little prayer meetings. There's nothing about it I like. I just think I'll do my own thing. I want you to know, fathers and mothers, that your children is going to do their own thing too. Hear what I'm saying? I said, your children and my children's going to do their own thing too. And if we hadn't showed them, somebody said, I told them and I told them and I told them and I told them. Yes, sir. I know a man one time that said he told his children not to smoke cigarettes, but said, I smoke them, but I told them not to smoke them. And he said, I told the church that to not smoke cigarettes, but I smoke them myself. Oh, friend, isn't this a poor way to teach folk? You got to show people something. You don't tell folks everything. We've got to live a life that'll show people something. And I'm challenging each one of you when this message is in and this service is over, if you've got somewhat against me or something that I've done, a disjustice to you or something that you saw is not right, I ask you to come to me. I'll gladly talk with you. Come on. I don't think we ought to do anything but what we are partakers of the fruit. Amen. I don't think we ought to do anything but what we've got our fingers out means we are leaving something when we leave here. My dad is in the nursing home. My mother died in Russellville Nursing Home about 3 years ago. My mother passed away. Oh, I loved her just like you love your mother. Amen. She didn't leave me a thing. Not a thing. Didn't Mama leave me? She was poor like most of us are. But she was happy. Mama left me a great lot of memories. And one of the greatest memories that Mama left me, she left me a testimony that she was a Christian. Oh, if you want to leave something behind, people, you ought to leave a Christian testimony. My youngest daughter is keeping her old sewing machine that she made me a mini a pair over also. So many of those old shepherd shirts, Brother George, that she made me. Brother John and I, as we grew up, we wore those little old homemade overalls. I can remember the first ready-made pair, factory-made pair of overalls I ever got. Oh, I had to run about a half a quarter. I was barefooted. I liked to tore my toenails off. And then somebody come and said, "Dad's brought you a new pair of overalls." Mama sewed on that old machine. She paddled clothes. We taught the quilts in the creek. Come on, we beat them. We laid them out on rocks and beat them with paddles. Mama would fire that old pot with that old sycamore wood that you could smell for miles. She was faithful. She was faithful even when she wasn't a Christian. I remember when she wasn't a Christian, but she is a faithful woman. Come on, I said she put up with a lot, an awful lot. Mine, she didn't leave me anything. Bless God when she left, but a bunch of memories like this. But she left me a testimony that one day Mama's not going to paddle clothes. Mama's in a place she's not going to have to beat quilts. Mama is called. I'm looking forward to that day when I can walk the streets of gold again with Mama. Come on, I said, I'm looking forward for it. I believe she's there. You say, why do you? Because of what she left behind. Do you hear what I'm saying? I said, I believe she's there because of what she left behind. Many of you are dwelling right now on some past of some friends or some dear mother or father that's passed on. And it's hurting in your mind if they were a testimony, if they were not. Oh, help me a little bit tonight. Friends, we're just passing through this world. Emmeline, we're not going back over you. Amen. And those that's gone that left us a hope, my God, we ought to grasp with both hands. Hallelujah. The things that Mama or some good Christian friend has left us that hope behind them. We need to grab it. We need to grasp it. We need to cherish it. We need to nourish it. Come on. We need to cultivate it. Thank God. Amen. There's only one time to leave something that will encourage your family. Bless God in the future. And that's now. Amen. Lay on the line now. Some men's sins go before them into judgment, and some follow after them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, let me tell you, friends, I want you to know that many people are in trouble today. Amen. Got into things that taken them in this world into judgment. But I want you to know that the greatest judgment that we'll ever have is that a judgment. Glory to God. Amen. Out there. Amen. In the end, when we lay down this walk of life and we have to, amen, press that dying pillar or wherever we at, how, bless God, if we had left something behind, hallelujah, I said if we had left something behind, glory to God, it's too late. I remember preaching a man's funeral not many years ago that I knew well. If I'd call his name, you'd know him. He was a prayer warrior. He loved God. He walked for miles through the rain to pray around the altar with people that need God. Amen. He called me, amen, to come to the hospital. Told me how he wanted his funeral conducted. Amen. He said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to preach my funeral. Told me where he wanted to be buried. He said, I don't ask you to pray for him. Doctor just gave him a short while to live. Said, don't ask you to pray for me to live. Said, I'm saved. I'm ready. And said, if I was to live a few months longer, I might not be. Amen. He is up shaving himself. Looked like maybe he'd live a long time. A young doctor walked in. I was trying to encourage him. I said, maybe you might get well. You may get up. You may get over it. It made the doctor so mad. He just like to blew up. He looked at me like he could kill me. What do you got any business doing in here? And he snarled his lip at me. He shook his head because that man couldn't see good anyway. And he shook his head as though, what are you doing here? Now, I never did like to quarrel, so I didn't say anymore. When he got through snarling, he walked out. A month from that day, the doctor was dead and buried. A month and 10 days from that day, I preached the man's funeral that I went to visit. Friends, let me tell you, I don't know what the doctor left behind. I didn't know him that well. But I know what this man left behind. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? Oh, the boy, it makes a difference. I don't want you to quit me tonight. Come on, stay with me. Bear with me a little while. My God, I got some children here. I got quite a few of my family here tonight. The most of them. They're here. Amen. I just wonder if I am one of these children, amen, could look on my life and say, well, Daddy, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. I'm not perfect. Come on. Come on. But let me tell you, children, that won't get it. This is an individual affair. This is an individual affair. I don't care how Daddy and Mama lives. If we don't plumb the line, if we don't get our sins under the blood, the day is coming that we're going to die and we're going to leave a life story behind us. Oh, what will I leave behind, folks? When I leave, I want you to ask yourself this question. Just what will I leave behind? Men that live for God, and when the enemy cleaned out the wells, I'm trying to tell you something. When the enemy filled up the wells, he cleaned them out. Amen. 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 When they come, bless God, and tried to fight him out of them, he just walked off. Amen. And dug him in up. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God, he was leaving something for old Jacob. Hear me. I said he is leaving something for Jacob. Thank God. Amen. He was also leaving it. Amen. For Esau. Listen. He was leaving it for those that obeyed and those that didn't. Friends, if we split hell open, amen, it's nobody's fault but ours. If we've got that testimony, amen, that our friends just left us, they did all they can. Listen, not to me, friends, amen, we must make up our mind that we're going to leave something to our people, that we're going to leave something to our families, that we're going to leave something to the church. Hallelujah to God, of a living God, that we're going to leave something, amen, that'll live, thank God, when we're gone. I may never attend another camp meeting. I hope I will. I feel like in my body that I will. Amen. But who knows? Come on. I said, who knows? But I can see old Jacob. Amen. As he began to raise up a family. I can see the struggle that he had. I can see him struggling down through life as he began to go up and go on. Amen. It, with his family. I can see the trouble he had with little Joseph. Amen. His son. Looked like he had everything pretty well. Amen. But when hard luck hit, it hit hard, didn't it? Amen. It hit hard. Old Jacob had the testimony of his grandfather Abraham. Oh, and he had the testimony of his father Isaac. Come on, thank God. Amen. They had left him something. They had left him something. Come on. I said they had left him something. Oh, Jacob was faithful. I can see the devil comes in and he begins to work in the heart and life of his own family. Listen, the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy. It don't matter how perfect you get. That devil desires to have your children. He desires to have you. He desires to sift you. He desires to destroy you. Thank God. And if you don't turn around, if you don't do it, nobody else will. Little old Joseph was the youngest son. Amen. And I can see as he was just, I'm sure that Jacob in his old age began to pick at him. I cannot leave children alone myself and not tell you I'm old. But anyway, he loved them little old children. And especially little old Joseph. And he made him, I can just see him as he looked at Joseph and said, boy, when this coat was being made, and he said, won't he be pretty in that little coat? Won't he be something in that? I remember when I used to, I cut our youngest son's hair off and cut his hair right short and amen, and he'd just be so full of life and amen, and so frisky and into everything, looked like he could get into, but he's so cute, amen, that I just enjoyed cutting his hair off because, man, he was really hyper when he'd get that hair cut off. It seemed like he's just a little worse than he was any other time, and I always enjoyed that. I enjoyed all my children. I enjoyed them. But I enjoyed them little children when they're small, and amen, to growing up to see them enjoy things, and amen, and the things they'd enjoy. I just enjoyed it out of measure. Amen. I did. And I know that Jacob enjoyed his little son Joseph out of measure. And he said, boy, he's got a pretty little coat. I can tell him anywhere I see him. I can just see that little boy in that pretty little coat of many colors. Amen. God help us tonight. Amen. I can just see, amen, how his heart was blessed. But that devil was seeking, amen, to destroy this man of God. I said that devil was seeking to destroy this man of God. I could see one day as his brothers got jealous of him because God was dealing with him. God was speaking to him, and they said, we're going to do away with him. Amen. And they started to kill him. Amen. And one big farm, they didn't kill him, not going through the whole story. But they eventually decided, they saw some men are coming. They decided to just sell him, get a little bit out of him. Amen. So they didn't destroy him. Amen. And he was sold and went down into the land of Egypt. And there he was a prisoner. His father wept. He mourned. He cried. Amen. He done everything that a man could do because of a lost child. Amen. And all of this, these boys lived a lie. Amen. Come on. Thank God. But I want to tell you what? Before Jacob died, he gave a testimony about him. He told him how they'd suffer for it. Come on. Not through with it yet. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He told them some things, bless God, that they wouldn't be able to do. Amen. Because of their iniquities. Amen. They left some mine, but little Joseph left a good report. And he spent his time down there in the house of Pharaoh. Oh, but one day, I'd like to go into the whole story. But one day, amen, the tide changed because there was a great famine in the land. And the tide changed. I want you to know, amen, that when we live this life and when we leave something behind, it may look like it's going wrong, but it's going to wind up right. Oh, friends, if we make it to heaven, if we can make that goal, it's going to be worth everything that we could do. Amen. I can see there, amen, as Jacob grew old, amen, in his old age, grieved and grieved and grieved when the famine came. He sent to the land of Egypt for corn. And you know how the story goes. I'm going to have to jump it. And at last, amen, he called Jacob. Amen. He sent for Jacob, sent wagons and amen, and horses and all. And Jacob had been so down, he couldn't hardly believe it was true. But the Bible said when he saw the wagons, thank God, he said, this is enough. Amen. This is enough. It's got to be true. Oh, friend, what I'm trying to tell you, he left the testimony. I'm going to have to hurry with it. He left the testimony. Glory to God. He tells then as he comes to Joseph, and he blessed Joseph's sons, and then he leaves a testimony there, telling the hardships he went through, how he buried Rachel, where he buried Rachel, where he buried Leela, amen, and where he buried his father and mother was buried, amen. And he knew that he had come to that land, and that he couldn't last long, that he's going to have to die. And he called these boys around. I want you to listen to me. He called them around and he began to tell them what would befall him. And he told Reuben what would befall him. Amen. Because he had come up to his father's bed. Amen. And defiled his bed. And he said, you're not excelled. Come on. Hallelujah. And then he told Levi, amen, and another one of the boys what would happen to them. Because of their cruelty. If you think your record's not following you, you're wrong. Amen. This old man was old and his eyes were dim. He was blind, I suppose, pretty well blind for what the Bible says about him. Amen. But he blessed the sons of Joseph. He gave them an inheritance. Amen. Glory to God. Then, amen. He gave his address to them and told them what he wanted them to do. Amen. With him after he gave them. Amen. What God gave him to give them. Amen. Then the Bible said he drawn his feet up in the bed. Amen. And went to be with his fathers. He told them where to put him. Oh, but brother, he left the testimony with them. Amen. He left it with the good and the bad. But I like to look at Judah in the 8th verse. I believe it is there, amen, in this same chapter, the book of Genesis we're talking about. I like to think of him, amen, there where he said, you're going to be like a lion, amen, that's crouched down. Glory to God, which is power, amen, representing power, amen, Judah, amen, glory to God, amen. And I could see, amen, as he began to say, amen, the lawgiver, amen, the scepter will never pass from you, between your feet, amen, until Shiloh come. Hallelujah. Amen. Out of his lineage, amen, came the Savior of the world. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, he left his address with them. Glory to God. Oh, they had something to hold on to. They had something. He left them a testimony. I'd like for us to go over in the New Testament for a while. Let us go to David just for a few minutes before we go over there. I can see the Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. But he failed God. We say that he committed a double sin. I'm trying to paint you a picture tonight, friends. I know that you say, I can never do this. I can never do that. Or I have done this, and I have done that. Friends, the blood of Jesus Christ prevails to cleanse you from A-double-L-L-S-I-N. David was a man after God's own heart and a man that God used. David made some mistakes. He made a bad mistake. And then he covered up one. Amen. Trying to cover up one, he made another. You hear what I'm saying? Oh my, you said, see, that's the way it is, preacher. You can't never leave a testimony. Yes, you can. That devil's lying to you. Come on now. Don't you quit. Don't you quit me. You can leave a testimony too. Amen. Oh, God sent little old Nathan in there after David committed this sin. And Nathan put out a little prayer between him. And he told him about how, amen, a man had just one little ewe lamb. The wayfaring man came by. Amen. And this man took his only little ewe lamb and killed it. He himself had herds and flocks. And Nathan looked him in the face and said, David, you're the man. David wasn't like millions of people today. Let me tell you something. I'm talking to you. I'm burdened about it. I'm burdened heavy about it. Listen, friend, sin is sin. Amen. We don't need to try to cover up. We don't need to try to go on. We need to repent at God's orders. We need to start leaving something, amen, behind us. Thank God, because if we don't, we're going to be a darkness, amen, to this world, amen, amen. Listen, glory to God. And if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Friends, what will you leave behind? Come on, help me. Help me tonight. Old David fell down on his face and he said, I have sinned. And he fell before God. He began to travail before God. He didn't say, I feel like maybe I'll be all right. Amen. He didn't say, I think I can cover over it. He didn't say, I think I can make it without repentance. Bless God. He cried out. He said, oh Lord, amen, forgive my sins and restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. My God, help us tonight, amen, to not cover sin. Help us to come clean, amen, from the shoulder. Help us to kneel at God's altar. We're leaving something behind us. Friends, as sure as we live, we're leaving something behind. God said, David, I forgive you your sin, but the sword will never pass through your house. Nathan said, David, the man that done this is going to pay back fourfold. That's exactly what happened. Four members of his family, my friend, that David had to suffer, amen, to see destroyed, amen, because of his sin. But God said, I'm saving. Come on, listen. A lot of folks are destroying their whole family because they won't, amen, turn around and have a testimony. Do you hear what I'm saying? You said, preacher, amen, I don't believe it. I do. There's people that's going to walk in mom and dad's footsteps sometime or another. I've got children on the sound of my voice that probably ain't Christians tonight. But one day, I believe when daddy, bless God, if he goes before they do, if I go before they do, I believe that my life sometime is going to have an impact that will bring them, bless God, to God before it's too late. Hear what I'm saying tonight. Oh, don't try to cover up sin. Don't try to cover it up. You see, I want to put a little contrast in here between David and Saul. Saul, David was a man after God's own heart. Saul was a called man just like David. He had the same call on his life at one time that David had. He was anointed, amen, with oil just like David, an anointed king. Brother Jeffers, he was anointed king just like David. But let me tell you, somewhere along the line, he was greedy. Somewhere along the line, he was jealous. Somewhere along the line, he didn't believe God's word. Somewhere along the line, he wasn't willing to say, I've sinned. Come on, hallelujah. I said somewhere along the line, he wasn't willing to say, I have sinned. Oh, and brother, let me tell you, therefore, I want you to know that he didn't leave his family anything but the sword. Sin, keeping sin to sin. Why in the world does people dread to go to God's altars and repent out so bad? Hear me, what will we leave behind? Amen. There's a heap of difference, wasn't it? David got right. He made it right. He left a testimony that God had forgiven him. I said it's recorded in God's word that God forgave him his sins. Oh, but Saul died even on his own sword. Listen to me. Amen. And also them sons that died right beside that were so innocent, so pitiful, so pitiful. What a wonderful boy little Jonathan must have been. But he lost his life because of his daddy. Amen. That wouldn't leave him anything. Come on, are you hearing me all right? Because his daddy, thank God, would not listen to what God had to say. He caused his sons to die the same day on the same battleground. Glory to God, the same way, because he wouldn't hear. Oh, are you with me yet tonight? Because what will we leave our children, folks? What are we leaving? What are we leaving? We're leaving something. I said we're leaving something. Come on. It's good or bad. I said it's good or bad. Let me tell you, mothers and fathers, our children's looking at our lives and they're going to see that when we're untrue to our companion, they're going to know something about it. They're going to know if we're dabbling on the side, if we're sipping and nipping, and, amen, or if we're involved, amen, in the back alleys. Hear what I'm saying, friends? I'm telling you, amen, we're going to face a record. I said we're going to face a record. My God, we're going to face a record. What will we leave when we leave him? I said, what will we leave when we leave him? I'm preaching to some people right now that probably if I live 6 months from now, I wouldn't be surprised if hadn't some of you call me or some of your people call me to conduct your funeral. Could be very possible. Are you hearing me? Friends, what about your testimony? What about, I'm not talking about our failings and shortcomings. I'm talking about us starting right where we are and making things right with God. Why in the world does people dread to fall at an altar, prostrate at the feet of Jesus Christ, and cry out? I can tell you why. It's because of Lucifer. It's because of the powers of the devil. It's because of the powers of evil that has covered our land. Friends, today, the pressure of Satan don't want us to repent, don't want us to come clean, don't want us to leave a testimony. I'm no angel. I've not sprouted any wings yet, and I don't expect to here. Come on, help me. But I'm going to confess this. If I didn't feel like I had ever sinned under the blood and had control of my life tonight, I wouldn't leave this sawdust. I'd look like a hog that had wallowed in a clay mud hole before I left here. Are you hearing me all right? Amen. Because we're leaving something. Oh, it's too late to run around and wring our hands when our family is gone. They don't leave us any testimony. Amen. Whatsoever. They don't leave us anything at all to hold on to. You say, yeah, preacher, that's reason I don't want to go. Let me tell you something. We need to get saved. It don't matter what our people left us. We need to believe the word of God. Amen. Take it on ourselves. We are American people tonight. Praise God for the word of God. Amen. It's been preached. Hallelujah. Amen. For the power of God has been made manifest. And we are no stranger to what God's doing. I said we're no stranger to what God's doing. Amen. Thank God. God's calling folks to repentance. The devil's saying you can't do it. The devil's saying don't do it. Thank God. But God's trying to get us to repent. Straighten our life up. I can see Apostle Paul in the fourth chapter of the book of Timothy, beginning about the first verse. He loved Timothy. his son that he'd begotten with the word of God. He said, son, I ain't got no children. This is just my language. I ain't got no children of my own. Said, Timothy, I'm going to give you a charge before I leave. Come on. Oh, he wasn't the only one. He gave a charge. Oh, you said, oh, I can't be a Paul. I can't be a Paul preacher. I just can't be. How'd you know? Have you tried? Oh, you might be more of a Paul than you think. Come on, I said, you may be more of a Paul than you think. If you can leave your people a testimony that you love God, that you stood for God, that you stood for what was right, amen, you're more Paul than what you may know about. He said, I'm going to give you a charge, Timothy. Amen. I want you to preach your word. I want you to be instant in season and out of season. I want you to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, beginning at the first verse of chapter 4 and the second book. Amen. For he said, the time will come that they won't endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers, having, oh, the time's come now when folks won't endure sound doctrine. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? I'm saying, come to the altar. The devil's saying to you, don't go. Amen. Come on. And you just listen a while, and then you turn me off. Amen. Come on, help me a little bit, saints. Come on, how many is praying tonight? Bless God, believe in God. Be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come they won't endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Amen. And turn their ears from the truth. But in the meanwhile, he said, my departure is at hand. Amen. My departure is at hand. But he said, Timothy, I want to leave you something behind me. I know I'm going to soon have to die. I'm soon going to have to give my head. I'm soon going to have my head chopped off, Timothy. But I want to give you, amen, before I lay down at that chop block, I want to give you a charge. Timothy, I want to give you a charge before I go on that block. I want to give you a charge. Could you say that from the depth of your heart tonight? Son, daughter, friend, amen, relative, stranger, I want to leave you something. Could you say it before I press that dying fella, before they fold my hands? Listen, amen, before, glory to God, amen, they fold my hands in death, I want to leave my people something. What will you leave behind, Paul? What will you leave behind? Oh, come on, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What will you leave behind, Paul? They're going to kill you. Amen. He said, thank God, it'll be far better for me. He said, to live is Christ, and for the King, and to die is gain. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Paul was ready. He said, Timothy, I'm going to have to leave. My departure's at hand. Timothy, he told him another place. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. Then he's saying here, I've got to leave, Timothy. I'm going to leave you my parting words. I want to give you a final testimony. Amen. Glory to God. My departure's at hand, but I have fought a good fight. Oh, my friend, I have finished my course. Therefore, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, not for me only, but for all those who love his appearing. Thank God. I want you to know that Paul didn't lose it when he went to the chop block. I said, he didn't lose it, brother boy. Help me tonight. Glory to God. I said, he didn't lose it. He didn't lose it. Are you still praying? Is it important to pray for lost people now? Is it important to live for lost people? What do we live our life for in this world? Do we live it just for ourselves? Are we that selfish? Are you hearing me all right? You know, I live my life for different reasons. I live my life from day to day to help somebody. Amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What about it, friends? Amen. Thank God, are we selfish? Come on, I said, are we selfish? Amen. Think with me. What will we leave behind? Will we leave that old selfish spirit? Say it out. Amen. Will I be missed by those I love? Oh, or have I been unkind? Amen. Have I been true to God above? Just what will I leave behind? Raise your hand with me, people. Amen. My God, I felt this all day long. I said, I felt this all day long. Paul gave his life. Amen. Leaving a testimony. Apostle Peter gave his life, leaving a testimony. Amen. I said, leaving a testimony. My mind, amen, goes, amen, a little further than this. About the 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke, a man had two sons. One of them wandered away and went down, amen, and starved out, got naked and wretched, and joined himself to a citizenship of the country where he was. Amen, and began to feed swines. It got so nasty, it got so terrible there. He wasn't satisfied. Amen. My God, he hadn't found anybody there like he'd found at home. You want to know why? He was in the slums. He was in the gutter. I want you to know that you're not going to find a testimony in the gutter. You're not going to find a testimony in the slums. If you find a testimony, it'll be from a true child of God, born again, thank God, sanctified, set apart, meet for the master's use. That'll bear fruit in its season. Amen. And its leaves won't wither. Thank God. Amen. But we'll grow up like calves in a stall. What will we leave behind? Come, no. He wallowed in that muck. He wallowed in that old. Ain't nothing nastier than a hog pen. My. He was so contaminated with all that smell, all that mess. And he hadn't met anybody that was any testimony to him. He said, finally would have filled his belly with a husk that did fall from the swine. But no man gave him. Don't you think he knew where the giver was? Come on. Don't you believe he knew where the giver was? Hear what I'm saying. Amen. Let me go just a little further. He said, I'm going to rise. I'm going to get up out of here. I'm going home. And when the father saw him, he yet a great ways off when he saw him. He ran to meet him. Glory to God. Amen. He kissed him. Amen. He took him in his arms. Bless God. Oh, that old boy's going home to that testimony. If you don't know what is going on, he's going home to what? Amen. That he knew his father had. What his father had left behind his life and had proved to him is what he was hungry for. He wasn't just altogether hungry for food. He was hungry for attention. He was hungry for love. Come on. I said he was hungry for care as a son. He hadn't found it anywhere. Oh, I got news for you. The Bible said the devil come but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ came that we could have life, but abounding death, more abundant life. My friend, I want you to know, amen, that God loves us. He cares for us. And we've got the testimony. Come on. Amen. We've got the testimony. Amen. I want you to notice a little phrase in this before I stop. When this old boy got out, he said, I'm going back. I'm not worthy to be called his son. But I'm just going to say, Father, make me as one of thy hard servants. Amen. Come on, help me. Just make me as one of thy hard servants. Oh, but when he got there, he said, go get a robe.